A coachload of ladies from Bradford are on their way to join a rally in London to join a protest against violence towards women and children. The Million Women Rise demo will see people from across the globe march on the streets of the city, and it's linked to International Women's Day, which takes place tomorrow. Our reporter Jenny Ells went to a drop-in service called Bison in Bradford to meet some of those on their way to the capital today.
Hi, my name is Mo Rahman and I am a volunteer at Bison, both at the Women's Club and at the drop-in as well.
So tell us a bit about why you felt it so important to go on this march on Saturday.
The march is predominantly about women and it's about women's rights. It's about domestic violence, sexual assault, rape in marriages, so it covers a lot of ground. It's about all the rights of women from every nationality and every background that you can think of. It's not just about us having a voice, it's about giving a voice to every person you can think of, all the women and their children as well. It's not okay for children to grow up seeing their parents and their siblings, any person actually, to go through that form of whichever sort of violence it is, because it impacts on the mental and emotional well-being of a person. And it's also because a lot of it in society, it is recognised to a certain degree, but not all the time, if you know what I mean. It's like people have accepted it.
My name is Abagetti, the chairperson of Why Refugee Women in Bradford.
So tell me, what can we expect from the march?
So Million Women Rise, basically, is going to give an opportunity for women who have never had a chance to speak about their issues before in front of a crowd. At a place like this in Bradford, we actually go through, you know, training and empowering women on how to speak out, because a lot of the women that come to this centre have never had an opportunity, you know, because they come from cultures where women are not given a platform to speak. So Million Women Rise is a chance for them to speak out.
And how many people get on the streets?
We've got women that come from Scotland, from Ireland, from mainland Europe that are coming to join the march. It's been happening for a long time and it's gathering momentum. You know, we relate so much with a lot of the issues that are campaigned there, and that's why we get the women of Bradford together as a team. We formed a Team Bradford, and hopefully our politicians will hear the issues that are happening in Bradford and start acting on them.
I was going to say, how have you seen it affect the women here when they go along to something like that?
For them to actually go on stage and speak out, even if it was two lines, that's like amazing, outstanding. You've got women who never spoke a word of English. 4 years we've been going with them, and this year they'll be speaking possibly for the first time. And even if it's one line, that one line is important, because that's the beginning of a journey of a woman. That's how you empower women, and that's how she becomes active in the community.
So yeah. We're going to have a Come On Bradford then?
Yeah, we're going to have a Team Bradford. Whoop, whoop. And the bus ride is fun as well, because we sing, we empower each other. By the time we set our foot in London, we're ready to go.